You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. If you can find your way to Bolinas and you make it to the museum there, you can check out an exhibit featuring Guglielmo Marconi, the inventor of wireless radio. In the late 1800s, when Marconi figured out that tall antennas could use radio waves to carry sounds over long distances, he had business in mind. But sending voices across the ocean simply wasn't possible yet, so users sent messages using Morse code. Not only was Morse code efficient to send, it was a kind of international language. Anyone who knew the Morse alphabet could use a standardized set of signals to talk with anyone else who knew that same set of signals, no matter what.
Ta'azogli! Ta'azogli!
Help!
Help me, help!
Hilfe! Ich brauche Hilfe!
It was like a reverse Tower of Babel. For nearly 100 years, Morse code was the official language of international communication for ships in distress. Then, at the end of the 20th century, it officially went silent on the world's oceans, replaced by more modern technologies. This was the last message sent.
What hath God? What hath God wrought?
On that day, July 12th, 1999, the Morse operators who tapped out these signals for years, even decades, gathered to say goodbye.
Those of us who were there found it to be a very emotional scene. Some very tough-looking old buzzards, radio pioneers, had tears in their eyes.
Morse code is mostly gone, but it's not forgotten. If you head down an unmarked, tree-lined lane in far West Marin, just beyond a field punctuated with antennas, you might start to hear the sounds of the past bubbling up into the present. In this story from our archives, KALW's Julie Kane brings us the marine radio station KPH, a lonely spot in the Point Reyes National Seashore where dots and dashes make the hearts of tough old buzzards go pitter-pat.
It's getting close to 00:00 hours Greenwich Mean Time. 00:01 Greenwich Mean Time, we will begin our ceremonial broadcast.
A crowd of really excited people is gathered around Richard Dillman. He's the chief operator of the Maritime Radio Historical Society, and he's getting ready to send out a Morse code message to ships, ham radio operators, and other normally defunct marine radio stations like KPH, all of whom have turned on their old sets and tuned in for this special broadcast.
People around the world will be listening to us. They've been waiting for this all year. Tubes warming up, earphones going on, coffee getting hot, ready to hear these transmissions.
What we're waiting to hear is called the Night of Nights. It's an annual ceremony commemorating the very last commercial radio message sent in Morse code.
This station was originally founded in San Francisco at the Palace Hotel. Now, what does KPH stand for? The initials PH are the Palace Hotel. I'm Jack C. Martini. Like the drink, M-A-R-T-I-N-I. Just like the drink.
Jack Martini is 75 years old. He was the last manager of KPH, and he started working here in 1961. He stayed until the very end. He was the one who closed the door and turned out the lights when the station went dark. But before we get to that, back in 1905, the station was set up as a way for merchants and ship owners to communicate with ships out at sea, and as a way for wealthy cruise ship passengers to check on their stocks and investments back home.
Do nothing until I return.
Yes, even then, the drive for constant connectedness was very strong. The station was destroyed in the 1906 earthquake and fire and eventually relocated to this remote corner of Point Reyes in 1946 after stops in San Francisco, Daly City, and Tomales Bay. And except for a few years during World War II, KPH stayed on the air. It was a money-making business. Sending messages cost 50 cents a word, which even now isn't cheap.
It was alive. There was so much going on all of the time. It was a hum of a place, and you walk in there, it was humming. People were doing it, moving around, copying code, yelling and screaming, and, you know, all that type of stuff, which made it more than just a job. It was a way of life, is exactly what it was for us. Absolutely loved it. This is KPH San Francisco Radio. And that's what I just said. It was like a death in the family when they closed it. And, well, it's still here, though, isn't it?
It sure is. We're in a room filled with buttons and switches, dials and consoles. People are happily tapping away on gadgets called bugs and keys. Morse code is in danger of dying out. There are only a handful of people who are still truly fluent. Dave Wolf is one of them.
And Dave, will you be willing to do your simultaneous translation as you have in the past?
Yeah, if I can get there.
All right. Well, Dave is ace commercial operator from our sister station WCC on Cape Cod, also a shipboard radio operator. So the genuine article right here.
All eyes are on a big clock. Wolf and Dillman will start their transmission at precisely 5:01 p.m., the moment back in 1999 when Morse code use officially ended on the world's oceans.
Okay, we're coming up to the time.
Calling all stations from KPH, KFS, and KSM. Warm greetings to all listeners ashore and afloat. Stop.
Dillman and his crew will be sending and receiving messages until midnight. And some of the time, they'll just be listening.
The signal that we were hearing is on the most hallowed, may I say, sacred frequency of all time. It's the frequency that the Titanic used to call for distress. It's the frequency on which every SOS was sent from that day forward. 500 kilocycles, just below the AM broadcast band.
Is after the Titanic, they wanted people to hear lifeboats, which are always weak. 10 watts. So they set up these two periods an hour.
That time is called the silent period, and during it, nobody says a word. They don't want to miss any calls for help. Before I leave, I asked Dave Wolf one more question.
Can you do K-A-L-W?
That's it. FM. Cross current sounds like this.
At KPH, this is Julie Kane. For Cross Currents.